lucky thing for me is the amount of things I turned down before I took up Spicks and Specs. I was offered lots of little bits and pieces on Australian television, none of which really appealed to me, felt like the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Until, you know, I was living in London and got a phone call saying, there's this show, they film it all in 6 months, which means you can spend the rest of the year in the UK doing your stand-up. It's music trivia, it's you hosting it, and it's all about being funny. And it just, it really seemed ideal. It was one of those things that I would have been mad to say no to.
So what, just because it pressed a number of buttons for you?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It was everything I wanted from a TV show. It allowed me to be funny. It was music. One of the big things was they said to me, we really want to celebrate Australian music.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that is having a new artist like Holly Throsby or Sarah Blasco, or having someone that's more established, like even Wilbur Wilde, to get Wilbur Wilde on television talking about music rather than Hey Hey It's Saturday,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of been a big deal. And then like Mental as Anything and Brian Cadd, just to really treat these people with respect and say, well done, you're a big part of Australian music.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big appeal for me.
Mm-hmm. And did you imagine it would be the hit that it's become?
No, I don't think... Do you know what? When I first started doing it, I didn't even realise that we got rating figures in. It wasn't until the third week that the producer rang me up and went, well, we had good ratings last night. And I went, what? How do you know? He said, I get the ratings every Thursday morning. I was like, what? Really? I had no idea. So then I started looking, and it never even occurred to me that, I guess because we're at the ABC.
Yeah.
And we're not dependent upon ratings anyway. It never occurred to me that people would watch the show. Or that we'd even care about how many people watch the show. And I think our first week we had 670,000. Mm. And last week we had 1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
So we've almost doubled the figures from when we first went to air.